97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Roy is in the studio. It's old Roy.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I got you a gift and I forgot to bring it in the studio.
Awesome.
I will tell you what it is because I didn't wrap it. It is the same thing I get you almost every year. Do you know what it is?
I'm assuming it is a food of some kind.
Yep.
Yep.
Moon pies.
My favorite.
I just get you a little box of moon pies. I know it's lame.
No, it's not.
You can get your own moon pies.
That's all I ever wanted.
And I sacrificed this year because normally I hang out with you a little bit on your birthday or around your birthday enough to get one of the moon pies.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy you a flavor that I like.
Uh-huh.
This year I bought you a flavor I don't even like.
Really?
Because I thought it's weekend. You're probably going to give it to you on the show and then you'll be out and I won't even get one anyway. So I got you chocolate.
That's the best one.
I thought that was your favorite. I don't even like chocolate.
Yep.
I like and I don't like banana either. I like the salted caramel and I like the vanilla ones.
Well, that's okay.
You've been to the Moon Pie Factory. Like, where is that?
Well, no, not a factory. It's in South Carolina. There's a Moon Pie store, and it's the whole thing is just Moon Pies and RC Cola.
Oh,
and it's pretty cool because they got all this paraphernalia and all of these, you know, old.
Yeah,
collectible things, but they got moon pie flavors you've never even heard of.
Like, name one. Just
strawberry.
One. Okay, well, that's not. I mean, I've never seen that, but that's not crazy sounding.
No, I mean they're not like weird.
Oh, I was hoping for something really strange.
It's just a bigger variety than you find in your average store.
Okay,
but it's a cool little store.
I was hoping for like, oh, this is our acai berry. version. You're kind of a health nut.
Okay.
this is a segue. This is the story I've got. So I had to transition from that into this.
That's a perfect moon pie to health nut. I like it.
This is a story from CNN that I've been saving to talk about with you. It says, when it comes to talking about bodies, sometimes less is more. Lizzo, who is known for messages of self-love and wider acceptance, has recently said as much as she shared that she is encouraging a stance of body neutrality for herself and others. She says, quote, I don't need your positivity or your negativity. I don't need your comments at all. How about that? Just keep it pushing. In a recently posted TikTok, Lizzo also spoke about how she exercises not for the goal of losing weight, but for her mental health. Noting she embraces that her body is going to change over the course of her life. Everybody's body changes. She said, that's life. That's what the human existence is. It would be wonderful if everyone could feel good in their body unconditionally. But with so many physical changes happening over a lifetime in a society that often preaches striving toward one shape, it deems acceptable, that isn't always realistic. Are you a Lizzo fan now?
There are so many things with that statement and the way you read it that...
I read it kind of condescending. I didn't mean that because this is your message.
Well, I think she's on the right track. It would be nice if we just didn't have to talk about everybody's physical characteristics. But that doesn't mean you can just live your life and not even try. I think that's my takeaway from that.
I kind of like moving. I mean, this article made me laugh when I read it, but the message kind of underlying it, I'm not really opposed to, because what she's saying is, why does everybody care about body positivity so much?
Yeah.
Why can't we just have body neutrality?
Yeah.
Why can't we just shut up? Like, everybody just shut up about their bodies. I kind of like that.
Yes, that's a good message. I agree.
But the Lizzo thing is a little weird. I mean, she's not a picture of health. And yet people are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You should celebrate. And you're like, what is wrong with people? It's like walking outside and going, oh, what a beautiful day. And like in the middle of a thunderstorm. And the guy next to you going, the hell are you talking about? You know, like it's like you can't even have basic definitions of things anymore. People
right.
are coming after the basics, and you can't agree on even little things anymore.
Well, it's always somebody who's offended on behalf of somebody who never asked them to.
Thank
be offended.
You, thank yes. you. It drives me crazy. Have you seen in the last couple of weeks the Armenian Muslims who are I mean, absolutely battling, both in like school board meetings and then literally in the streets, like fighting with gay pride organizations. I think this was in Maryland and maybe also in Michigan, but I know it was in Maryland, that you have big Muslim populations who are standing up and being like, enough of indoctrination of our schools. Like, we don't care about what you're doing, but our kids do not get to hear this sexualization stuff at this age. Like, just keep it out.
Yeah.
And literally at the school boards, there are teachers saying, no, they have to hear it. We are forcing them to hear about not just gay issues, but just sexual stuff.
Right.
And I mean, it is like, it's been hot. It's been hot war. it made me think of that when you said, how tired are you of people being offended on behalf of other people? Because when you look at the people speaking against the Muslims, they're all white women. Uh-huh. They're woke white women.
Yeah.
And then some woke white men. And these are the people who are offended on behalf of everyone. And it's got to be something personal for them that they find meaning in life finally by being offended. Like, they're finally fighting what they think is for the little guy. But they can't decide who that is. And in this case, they're actually fighting literally against a minority. So they just pick and choose what they're going to fight for. But it's got to be something psychological.
I think you're giving them too much credit, because they're not really fighting. They're just complaining and then running. It's like they need a purpose. They need something to do. And so they jump on whatever thing. And they think they're covered because I'm being compassionate. But they never do anything. Yeah. I mean, it's the scary people.
No, doing something. They're in city council and they're on the school boards.
I'm talking about the woke white women you're talking
keyboard
about.
Keyboard warriors.
Who are vocal about their, oh, it's so offensive. The ones on the school boards and in the classrooms, those are the scary ones, because they're the radicals who are pushing these crazy stuff. But the ones who are on social media and out on the in front of people screaming, oh, how terrible this is, they never do anything but complain.
Mm-hmm.
And then they move on to the next thing that makes them feel good about it. It's the whole projecting their how woke or how compassionate they are makes them feel superior, I guess. I don't know.
Roy, let's just end with Roy's health tips.
Okay.
It's going to be a new segment.
Got it.
And I'm going to play a sounder. And go.
It's two words. Moon pie.
Great ending to a great segment.
Yep.
Get more at 971talk.com.